Thanks for listening to English Go Podcast. To listen without advertisements or to read episode transcripts, visit englishgo.co.uk for more information.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Hey, Dave.
Yeah, Randy.
Since we founded Bombas, we've always said our socks, underwear, and T-shirts are super soft. Any new ideas?
Maybe sublimely soft.
Or disgustingly cozy.
Wait, what?
I got it. Bombas. Absurdly comfortable essentials for yourself
and for those facing homelessness,
because one purchased equals one donated.
Wow, did we just write an ad?
Yes.
Bombas, big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase.
This episode is probably going to be the final episode in my response to Daichi's email with his questions about learning English. I have to say, I really enjoyed the last episode, because I think it's actually the first time I've talked about the sort of English personality that you develop. And yeah, after recording it, I thought that this is a really important point that gets looked over, you know, that gets forgotten so often. And it's I don't really hear anyone talking about it. So I'm glad I got to talk about that. If you have not heard the last episode, please go back and listen to it, because it's a good thing to bear in mind when you're learning English. Anyway, today we are moving on to another question about grammar. Daichi wants to know if I can talk a little about my impression from studying Japanese grammar, because the order of words are the complete opposite. Okay, so when I first started learning Japanese, I think like many people learning a language, you buy a textbook and that has lots of grammar points in there. And I remember looking at the grammar points and I remember thinking, oh, wow, all of these grammar points make so much sense. They're very logical, and Japanese must be a very logical language. So what does that mean? I guess it means like maths, you know, if you apply this rule, then you get this answer. There's a right way to do something. There's a wrong way to do something. You either get a correct answer or a wrong answer. That's what I thought in the beginning when I knew very little Japanese. I quickly learned that this is not true. Japanese is not a logical language. Some things are logical, but like every language out there, it's very much illogical. There's lots of things that don't make sense. There are lots of rules that apply to some things, but the rules don't apply to everything. So in summary, it's a bit of a mess. And English is exactly the same. English is a bit of a mess, really. It's not perfect. The rules that you learn don't always apply. And some things are so hard to put into rules that it's almost impossible to do it anyway. So a good example of how bad English is, or how bad languages are, and how different they are to things like maths, where you've got like a right answer, a wrong answer. If you've ever tried to use computer translation, you know, if you've ever tried to translate a sentence from one language to another, and you've seen all the mistakes that get made, have you ever questioned, have you ever asked yourself why? Why am I seeing so many mistakes? Why can't the computer translate a language? And that's because you can't speak a language by learning grammar rules. I know it sounds crazy. I know that all of the books and all of the schools tell you how important it is learning grammar, and you know, you learn grammar and then you can learn a language and all that kind of stuff. But it simply isn't true. If you feed all of the grammar rules about a language into a computer, then that computer still can't translate. It still can't translate from one language to another. It still can't understand the language. It still can't understand the grammar. It's no good. It won't work. And that's exactly what will happen to you. If you learn nothing but grammar rules, then you will become like a computer translating software. And you'll come up with some very, very strange, very, very strange translations. So I started studying grammar. Well, not really. I started sort of like learning about grammar with that in mind. I started learning thinking like, yeah, grammar's useful, but it's not really learning language. Learning language, learning grammar happens when you're listening, when you're reading, and that the stuff that you learn in a book, you know, you're studying grammar, that's just giving you tips. That's just giving you a hint. You know, it's like, it lets you know that the sentences might be in this order, or it lets you know that here's a way of saying something. But I think I've never actually, like, tried to study grammar like some people do, you know, like where they're like, oh, I've got to learn this rule. And like maybe they write it down and maybe they try to make example sentences with it and that kind of stuff. I've never thought that grammar was that important. Because when I learned the language, when I learned English, I didn't study grammar. When you learned your own language, you didn't study grammar. You just picked it up. You know, you just heard everyone speaking it and your brain just started copying it. And that's the important thing, because it's not maths. It really isn't maths. You can't just apply some rules and come up with some perfect sentence. That's why computers can't do it. It's sort of like, it's a type of logic that's called fuzzy logic. It's not pure logic like we get in maths. It's lots of patterns, lots and lots of patterns, and your brain is very good at spotting patterns and learning patterns. So what happens is, when you're growing up, when you're learning to speak your first language, you just hear the same thing over and over again. You know, you start to make sense of the noises, of the sounds, and then you start to pick up words, and then you start to notice that some words are connected together, and then you learn more and more, and then you just start copying people. You learn how to say, like, I want a drink. And then you learn how to say, I want a drink of orange juice. And then, I want a drink of orange juice because I am hot, or because I am thirsty. You just learn that there are certain patterns, there are certain ways of saying things, and you don't even think about them as being grammar. It's just speaking. It's just speaking your own language. It's just speaking English. This is how I try to learn Japanese. And sometimes, occasionally, I go back and I look at grammar. I don't know why. I guess sometimes I think, maybe I should have studied grammar a bit more. And when I'm doing this, sometimes I look at this grammar point and I already know it. I've never studied it before. I've just learned it because I've been reading or because I've been listening to English, listening to Japanese. And I think, that's a grammar point? Really? Is it? I just thought it was a word. I didn't know this was grammar. I think that's a really good place to be. When you're learning grammar, you don't even know you're learning it. So one thing I would say about grammar, it's, if you enjoy learning it, if you, I don't, I find it a bit boring just studying grammar only. But if you enjoy just reading through grammar books, carry on doing that. Great. It's not going to hurt you unless that's all you do to study English. If you just study grammar, yeah, okay, that will hurt you. But if you enjoy it, carry on doing it. If you're studying for an English test, then yes, you're probably going to have to study grammar and grammar rules because English tests, language tests, are all stupid. And they work in a stupid way because somebody wants to give you a score and somebody wants to mark a piece of paper. It just makes no sense to me. Language is a way that we communicate with each other. It's mostly a spoken thing. It exists so we can communicate with our voices, you know, to other people, not so we can communicate with like a pen and paper or a computer or something. So language tests, they shouldn't have any writing in. They probably don't even need any reading. If I wanted to know how good someone's English was, I would have a chat with them. I'd have a conversation. And in about, I don't know, the first few minutes, I would get some idea of how good their English was. And then I could ask them about some topics, and depending on their answers, I'd be able to tell how good their English was. Why do we need exams? Why do we need scores? Why do we need pieces of paper with tests on? We don't, but that's how the academic world works. Anyway, that is a completely separate topic, and one I feel quite strongly about, but I should resist the temptation, resist the urge to talk about it more here. So, a quick summary. That's sort of my point, my viewpoint on studying Japanese grammar. I never really tried to compare it much to English. Sometimes I was reading something and I thought, oh, that's interesting. In English, we do it this way. But I think, yes, maybe when I started learning, I was like, why does this happen? Why do you do this? Why does it work this way? Why do you say things backwards? Why don't you, I don't know, why don't we use pronouns in Japanese so much? And all these kind of things, all these questions I had. But at some point, I just stopped asking those questions. And it's just, this is just a language, you know? You just have to learn how to say what it is you want to say. You don't have to worry about why it works that way. You don't have to worry about the rules surrounding that, like what rules I have to use to say this in this situation and all stuff. I think when I started listening, really, really started listening to Japanese, like every single day, that's when I noticed my speaking was becoming better. That's when I noticed my sort of Japanese personality was starting to develop. That's when I noticed I'd really stopped caring about grammar. I'd stopped thinking about grammar rules and stuff and just sort of just asked my brain, like, does this feel right? Does this, when I say this, oh, it feels a bit wrong. I think it might be wrong. Or, oh no, this feels right. This feels natural. I'll just say it without thinking it. Maybe it's not. I don't know. And then whoever I'm speaking to, hopefully they can correct me. But I guess that is it. I think I've said everything I wanted to say. So I do hope that that has answered all of your questions, Daichi. And if you have any more, then yes, get in touch with me again, and perhaps I can make another episode if you found this one useful. I do hope that everyone has enjoyed it, and I wish everyone very good luck in your English studies. Until next time, bye-bye.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f***? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hey everyone, I'm Craig Robinson, co-host of the Ways to Win podcast, alongside my good friend John Calipari. I've been on the go recently. Phoenix, Kansas City, Chicago. If you're like me and have a home but aren't always at home, you have an Airbnb. Hosting your home or a spare room is a very practical side hustle. If you live in a big game town, you can Airbnb your place for fans to stay in. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Thanks for listening until the very end of the show. If you've enjoyed this episode, please give my podcast a rating, or if you have the time, write a review. It's a really nice way of letting me know you enjoy these episodes and encourages me to make more of them for you. Thanks very much and have a lovely day.